Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the Well of Imagination, where the depths of creativity are as boundless as the universe itself. I'm your host, Alistair Hawthorne. Today, we delve into the curious mind of H.G. Wells, a master of speculative fiction who has captivated readers for over a century. In The Temptation of Haringey, we explore the thin line between genius and madness, reality and illusion, through the eyes of an artist grappling with the very essence of creation. Join us as we unravel this tale of ambition, artistry, and the supernatural forces that whisper from the shadows of the canvas. Prepare to be tempted by the extraordinary as we step into the world of H.G. Wells. It is quite impossible to say whether this thing really happened. It depends entirely on the word of R.M. Haringey, who is an artist. Following his version of the affair, the narrative deposes that Haringey went into his studio about 10 o'clock to see what he could make of the head that he had been working at the day before. The head in question was that of an Italian organ grinder, and Haringey thought, but was not quite sure, that the title would be The Vigil. So far he is frank, and his narrative bears the stamp of truth. He had seen the man expectant for pennies, and with a promptness that suggested genius had him in at once. "Neil, look up at that bracket," said Haringey, "as if you expected pennies." "Don't grin," said Haringey. "I don't want to paint your gums. Look as though you were unhappy." Now, after a night's rest, the picture proved decidedly unsatisfactory. "It's good work," said Haringey. "That little bit in the neck. But..." He walked about the studio and looked at the thing from this point and from that. Then he said a wicked word. In the original, the word is given. "Painting, he said. "Just a painting of an organ grinder. A mere portrait. If it was a live organ grinder, I wouldn't mind. But somehow I never make things alive. I wonder if my imagination is wrong." This, too, has a truthful air. His imagination is wrong. That creative touch. To take canvas and pigment and make a man, as Adam was made of red ochre. But this thing, if you met it walking about the streets, you would know it was only a studio production. The little boys would tell it to Garnum and get frimed. Some little touch. Well, it won't do as it is. He went to the blinds and began to pull them down. They were made of blue holland with the rollers at the bottom of the window, so that you pull them down to get more light. He gathered his palette, brushes, and marl stick from his table. Then he turned to the picture and put a speck of brown in the corner of the mouth, and shifted his attention thence to the pupil of the eye. Then he decided that the chin was a trifle too impassive for a vigil. Presently he put down his impedimenta, and lighting a pipe surveyed the progress of his work. "I'm hanged if the thing isn't sneering at me," said Haringey, and he still believes it sneered. The animation of the figure had certainly increased, but scarcely in the direction he wished. There was no mistake about the sneer. "Vigil of the unbeliever," said Haringey. "Rather subtle and clever, that, but the left eyebrow isn't cynical enough." He went and dabbed at the eyebrow, and added a little to the lobe of the ear to suggest materialism. Further consideration ensued. "Vigil's off, I'm afraid," said Haringey. "Why not Mephistopheles? But that's a bit too common. A friend of the Doge. Not so seedy. The armour won't do, though. Too Camelot. How about a scarlet robe and call him one of the Sacred College? Humour in that, and an appreciation of Middle Italian history." "There's always Benvenuto Cellini," said Haringey, "with a clever suggestion of a gold cup in one corner. But that would scarcely suit the complexion." He describes himself as babbling in this way in order to keep down an unaccountably unpleasant sensation of fear. The thing was certainly acquiring anything but a pleasing expression, yet it was as certainly becoming far more of a living thing than it had been, if a sinister one, far more alive than anything he had ever painted before. "Call it Portrait of a Gentleman," said Haringey, "a certain gentleman." "Won't do," said Haringey, still keeping up his courage. "Kind of thing they call bad taste. That sneer will have to come out. That gone, and a little more fire in the eye. Never noticed how warm his eye was before. And he might do for... what price, passionate pilgrim? But that devilish face won't do. This side of the channel." "Some little inaccuracy does it," he said. "Eyebrows probably too oblique," therewith pulling the blind lower to get a better light, and resuming palette and brushes. The face on the canvas seemed animated by a spirit of its own. Where the expression of diablerie came in, he found impossible to discover. Experiment was necessary. The eyebrows. It could scarcely be the eyebrows. But he altered them. No, that was no better. In fact, if anything, a trifle more satanic. The corner of the mouth. Pah! More than ever a leer, and now retouched, it was ominously grim. The eye, then, catastrophe. He had filled his brush with vermilion instead of brown, and yet he had felt sure it was brown. The eye seemed now to have rolled in its socket, and was glaring at him an eye of fire. In a flash of passion, possibly with something of the courage of panic, he struck the brush full of bright red athwart the picture. And then, a very curious thing, a very strange thing indeed occurred, if it did occur. The diabolified Italian before him shut both his eyes, pursed his mouth, and wiped the colour off his face with his hand. Then the red eye opened again, with a sound like the opening of lips, and the face smiled. "That was rather hasty of you," said the picture. Haringey states that, now that the worst had happened, his self-possession returned. He had a saving persuasion that devils were reasonable creatures. "Why do you keep moving about then?" he said.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Making faces and all that, sneering and squinting while I am painting you? I don't, said the picture. You do, said Haringey. It's yourself, said the picture. It's not myself, said Haringey. It is yourself, said the picture. No, don't go hitting me with paint again, because it's true. You have been trying to fluke an expression on my face all the morning. Really, you haven't an idea what your picture ought to look like. I have, said Haringey. You have not, said the picture. You never have with your pictures. You always start with the vaguest presentiment of what you are going to do. It is to be something beautiful, you are sure of that, and devout, perhaps, or tragic. But beyond that, it is all experiment and chance. My dear fellow, you don't think you can paint a picture like that. Now it must be remembered that for what follows, we have only Haringey's word. I shall paint a picture exactly as I like, said Haringey calmly. This seemed to disconcert the picture a little. You can't paint a picture without an inspiration, it remarked. But I had an inspiration for this. Inspiration, sneered the sardonic figure, a fancy that came from your seeing an organ grinder looking up at a window. Vigil, ha ha, you just started painting on the chance of something coming. That's what you did. And when I saw you at it, I came. I want to talk with you. Art with you, said the picture. It's a poor business. You potter. I don't know how it is, but you don't seem able to throw your soul into it. You know too much. It hampers you. In the midst of your enthusiasms, you ask yourself whether something like this has not been done before. And... Look here, said Haringey, who had expected something better than criticism from the devil. Are you going to talk studio to me? He filled his number 12 hog hair with red paint. The true artist, said the picture, is always an ignorant man. An artist who theorizes about his work is no longer artist but critic. Wagner, I say, what's that red paint for? I'm going to paint you out, said Haringey. I don't want to hear all that tommy rot. If you think just because I'm an artist by trade I'm going to talk studio to you, you make a precious mistake. 1 minute, said the picture, evidently alarmed. I want to make you an offer, a genuine offer. It's right what I'm saying. You lack inspirations. Well, no doubt you've heard of the Cathedral of Cologne and the Devil's Bridge and... Rubbish, said Haringey. Do you think I want to go to perdition simply for the pleasure of painting a good picture and getting it slated? Take that. His blood was up. His danger only nerved him to action, so he says. So he planted a dab of vermilion in his creature's mouth. The Italian spluttered and tried to wipe it off, evidently horribly surprised. And then, according to Haringey, there began a very remarkable struggle. Haringey splashing away with the red paint, and the picture wriggling about and wiping it off as fast as he put it on. 2 masterpieces, said the demon. 2 indubitable masterpieces for a Chelsea artist's soul. It's a bargain, Haringey replied with the paintbrush. For a few minutes, nothing could be heard but the brush going and the spluttering and ejaculations of the Italian. A lot of the strokes he caught on his arm and hand, though Haringey got over his guard often enough. Presently the paint on the palette gave out, and the 2 antagonists stood breathless, regarding each other. The picture was so smeared with red that it looked as if it had been rolling about a slaughterhouse, and it was painfully out of breath and very uncomfortable with the wet paint trickling down its neck. Still, the first round was in its favour on the whole. Think, it said, sticking pluckily to its point, 2 supreme masterpieces, in different styles. Each equivalent to the cathedral. I know, said Haringey, and rushed out of the studio and along the passage towards his wife's boudoir. In another minute he was back with a large tin of enamel. Hedge sparrow's egg tint it was, and a brush. At the sight of that, the artistic devil with the red eye began to scream. Three masterpieces, culminating masterpieces. Harringay delivered cut two across the demon and followed with a thrust in the eye. There was an indistinct rumbling. Four masterpieces, and a spitting sound. But Harringay had the upper hand now and meant to keep it. With rapid, bold strokes, he continued to paint over the writhing canvas, until at last it was a uniform field of shining hedge sparrow tint. Once the mouth reappeared and got as far as five master before he filled it with enamel, and near the end the red eye opened and glared at him indignantly. But at last nothing remained save a gleaming panel of drying enamel. For a little while a faint stirring beneath the surface puckered it slightly here and there, but presently even that died away, and the thing was perfectly still. Then Harringay, according to Harringay's account, lit his pipe and sat down and stared at the enameled canvas, and tried to make out clearly what had happened. Then he walked round behind it to see if the back of it was at all remarkable. Then it was he began to regret he had not photographed the devil before he painted him out. This is Harringay's story, not mine. He supports it by a small canvas, 24 by 20, enameled a pale green, and by violent asseverations. It is also true that he never has produced a masterpiece, and in the opinion of his intimate friends, probably never will. And so, we close the pages on The Temptation of Harringay, a story that blurs the boundaries between the seen and the unseen, the creator and the creation. H.G. Wells once again proves his unparalleled ability to weave the fantastical with the philosophical, leaving us to ponder the true nature of inspiration and the demons that accompany our creative endeavors. I'm Alistair Hawthorne, thanking you for joining me in the Well of Imagination. Until next time, may your thoughts be vivid, your dreams grand, and your imagination boundless. Farewell.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.